A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Dalet, Yevamos 104a, pagination is 207, counting down from the top of the page, 7 lines, Masnisen, a new Mishnah. Chalitza Belayla, if the Chalitza was done at night, Chalitzasa Kishera, the first opinion says, it's a kosher chalitza. For Rabbi Elazar posel, and the way we paskin is like Rabbi Elazar, that it's posel, invalid, to have a chalitza done at night. Now, this gives us pause and opportunity to discuss when exactly is Beis Din allowed to operate. I remember once hearing a cute story of a kosher food inspector who had a 9-to-5 job paid for by the government of a certain state, and he was extremely dedicated in truth, but he would joke that he's a government employee, 9-to-5 job. And he once told us that he showed up at a certain grocery and found that stuff was mislabeled, kosher, non-kosher. And we asked him, so what did you do? And he smiled enigmatically and said, well, it was 5 o'clock. I figured I'd take care of it tomorrow. And of course he was joking. He was very dedicated and he certainly took care of it right away. But it begs the question, what indeed are the hours that we are allowed to operate in terms of Beis Din, in terms of other issues such as Chalitza? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, tells us regarding Dinei Mamonos, Donin Bayom V'Gomrim Balayla. In financial issues, you judge them by day, you have to start by day, but you would be allowed to finish at night if that's what developed, as long as you started by day. The Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Sanhedrin 34b explains that this is actually sourced in Psukim, and is a machlokas. The Gemara tells us that there's a pasuk, Vishaftu es ha'am b'chal eis, regarding the court system in Parshas Yisro, they should judge the people at all times. On the other hand, there's a pasuk that describes financial matters as Vahaya biyom hanchilo esbanov. It will be on the day of inheritance. And the Gemara resolves these two psukim. Is it allowed to be any time, or is it only allowed to be biyom hanchilo on the day? Haketzad, how do you resolve it? Yom letechilas din. Daytime is the beginning of judgment. Laila ligmardin. But if you started during the day, then you would be allowed to finish even at night if it's a financial matter. Capital crimes are handled differently. They have to be totally by day. But financial matters can be done at night if they were started during the day. That's the way we paskin. As long as it was started by day, you can continue at night. The Gemara continues and tells us that there is a dissenting opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the pasuk, al piyam yihye kol riv v'chol noga, that through Beis Din is going to be all litigation, and also all rulings on negoim tzaras, makish rivim l'negoim. There's a comparison between litigation and tzaras, and just as negoim can only be done by yom, by day, as the pasuk says, "Uviyom heraos bo," it will be the day that he sees it. The day, afrivim bayom, Reb Meir holds, litigation can also only happen by day. Not only its beginning of judgment, but even the ruling, everything has to be by day, according to Reb Meir. So having in mind that there's a general machlokes regarding judgments at night, at least the conclusion of judgments at night, let's return to our Gemara in Yevamos, and about 15 lines from the top, we enter the Gemara. D'chulei alma lo makshinan rivim l'negoim. Everybody agrees that we argue on Reb Meir, and we do not make a total comparison of litigation to negoim, and thereby have everything prohibited at night. D'im makshinan, because if you did make such a comparison, afilu gemar din balayla nami lo, you wouldn't even be allowed to finish a judgment at night, and we know that that's not true. The way we paskin, as long as it started by day, you're allowed to finish financial issues at night. Hacha b'hacha mifligi. What is the machlokas regarding chalitza? Marsovar chalitza kitechilas din damya. One opinion maintains that chalitza is like the beginning of a judgment, and therefore, it can't take place at night. What are we starting by chalitza? We're starting the collection of the ksuba money. Omar savar chalitza ke gemar din damya. And the other opinion says that chalitza is merely the conclusion of something. This was already set into motion by the original judgment, by the original marriage. This is not something new. And therefore, the Tanakhama held that you were allowed to do chalitza at night. We paskin that there are things you're allowed to do at night. You're allowed to finish things at night. But chalitza is considered initiating a judgment, and therefore it's pasul at night. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Samech Tes cites an interesting suggestion from the No Deb Yehuda. The No Deb Yehuda wants to know if a person is doing chalitza on a marriage that never made it to nesuin, never made it to full marriage. That means the original marriage from the deceased brother only was a kiddushin. Used to be that they used to do kiddushin, giving the ring at one time, and then months later they would do the chuppah and consummate the marriage. What happens if this now deceased brother only did kiddushin, didn't do nisuin, and therefore this chalitza is not initiating the collection of ksuba money? Because an arusa doesn't get ksuba. Would the chalitza still be a problem at night because it's ketechilas din, the beginning of judgment? Or would we say over here, it's not chilas din, you're not starting anything in terms of collection of the ksuba money, because this particular woman is unique and she doesn't get ksuba? And could it possibly happen, at least if the chalitza was erroneously done at night, that we could validate it? That's the question posed by the No Deb Yehuda. And the Pischei Tshuva says that chalitza is a lo plug. The structure of chalitza has to be done during the day, and you cannot make such a distinction in that unique case. Yeshe Koach. Thank you for joining.